I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the news is bad.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday. It is 3 o'clock, and that means it is time for Broad Appeal, a segment each week we talk about women elected officials here in the state of Wisconsin and beyond, specifically Democratic women that are pro-choice and nearly certainly always pro-democracy. Very excited to be joined this week by one of my special guests from Emily's List. Her name is Yari Aquino. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. Welcome back to the show, Yari. It's really nice to have you again.
Thank you. Excited to be here and to chat about such an important topic right now. I mean, we have an election coming up in Wisconsin April 1st, so it couldn't be more timely.
Indeed. Folks, if you've been listening to the show, I talk about that election nearly every day. Please get out your red Sharpie. Mark April 1st. Be sure that you have a plan to vote. If you don't know if your vote, where you vote, or if you're registered to vote, go to myvote.wi.org and check it out. You can actually preview your ballot there. Remember, voting is not a test other than of your commitment to participate in our civil democracy. So please make a plan to vote, check out your ballot, make sure everything is good to go on or before April 1st at myvote.wi.gov. Big news this week in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, Yari, Elon Musk apparently dropping millions of dollars into this race through legislation that was enacted by Republicans over a decade ago in the state of Wisconsin that allows this kind of soft, dark money to go directly with one quick stop, but go almost directly into a campaign's coffers. Susan Crawford now being outspent by large margins in terms of advertising. What should people be looking at in this race, and more broadly, as we look to state Supreme Court races and appointments across the country?
Listen, a couple of different things. I know for folks listening and watching, it can get exhausting to be seeing these news cycles and everything happening with Trump and his allies and having a Republican trifecta at the federal level. But what we have to remember, because they're definitely not forgetting, is that they are also working to take over our state Supreme Courts. And this is an example where we're seeing a very, very clear, vocal himself, MAGA extremist running to be a justice on the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. And that should alarm everyone, because Wisconsin should have fair and impartial justices who interpret the law as it benefits Wisconsinites and not on behalf of an extremist agenda. And that is exactly what they're trying to do here. And I'm happy to go into it a little bit more, because our friends in North Carolina are right now going through something that should be alarming people in every single state across the country, as Justice Allison Riggs, who so clearly won her election, there's been two recounts confirming that, is currently still facing legal challenges from her opponent, Judge Griffin. He is refusing to accept defeat, and they are showing us what the Republican playbook will be when they're not happy with election results. And that includes in Wisconsin, where we have one of the biggest Supreme Court races that's going to happen this election cycle unfolding in just a month and a half, if my math is right.
Yes, 5 weeks. So 5 weeks from yesterday, everybody, we're going to elect the next Supreme Court justice for the state of Wisconsin. Let's make sure everybody is reminded of who Brad Schimmel is. I call him Shameless Schimmel the Shill, because here's who Brad Schimmel is. Didn't test thousands of untested rape kits when he was an attorney general. Does not believe women have the right to choose, thinks a law enacted before women have the right to vote in the state is perfectly fine and should be upheld as constitutional. Also thinks people that violently attacked police on January 6th in an effort to stop the peaceful transition of power in this country, that's just fine to pardon them. I could go on about who Brad Schimmel is. Oh yeah, the shill that'll ask for money in violation of clear judicial election rules and will take whatever money a new billionaire unelected overlord Elon Musk wants to give him, so long as he can win. Yari, the through line here is that everything that the MAGA movement says about wanting to protect democracy is complete and utter garbage, because when it comes to respecting the choices of voters, they don't. When it comes to being against billionaire overlords that can spend unlimited amounts of dark money in elections, they won't stand up and say that money isn't speech. Here are some of those examples. The North Carolina case, which I'd like you to explain in a little bit more detail to people, as well as the fact that in Ohio, I think I'm getting the state right, the voters voted to enshrine and protect the right to choose for women. And now the GOP has proposed to start tracking women's periods if they're at, quote, high risk for an abortion, whatever that is. So an end run around the will of the voters. Brad Schimmel here in Wisconsin has run ads saying, I support Wisconsin voters' right to decide the abortion question, except he doesn't, because his party doesn't. If they wanted to put a referendum on our ballots to let us decide, the MAGA-controlled Wisconsin legislature would have done that a long time ago, but they haven't, because they don't want us to decide for ourselves. They want to decide for us. Tell us what's happening in North Carolina and why this should be so frightening to everyone here in Wisconsin.
Of course, like I said earlier, Justice Allison Riggs won her election. True recounts confirm that. And her opponent is continuing to waste taxpayer resources and money trying to overturn this election. And the way that he's doing it and his Republican allies are doing it is by trying to throw out 65,000 ballots. And something that I really want everyone to take away from this is the fact that Judge Griffin admitted to the State Board of Elections that in those 65,000 ballots, they couldn't identify a single ineligible voter. So these are at random to them, North Carolina residents who they are deciding, let's just try and throw these out to benefit our agenda. And includes a lot of veterans, a lot of students, a lot of young people. And it is simply trying to overturn an election because they are not happy with the results. And it gets even muddier than that, because they're trying to use the state Supreme Court there, which is Republican leaning, and they're trying to use his own colleagues on the Court of Appeals to overturn the election results. And including the fact that on the Court of Appeals, one of the judges, Tom Murray, donated to Griffin's legal fund for this battle himself and has not recused himself from the case. So these are the people designing the playbook to overturn the election, supporting the man trying to do that himself and take away the will of North Carolina voters in a very blatant way.
Yeah, I think it might be a conflict of interest in its most essential type if you are the one that's donating to a candidate's campaign to overturn an election by throwing out 65,000 state eligible voters, and you're also the legal arbiter of said dispute. It's insane, but apparently these sorts of conflicts of interest to the tune of Elon Musk getting seeded $38 billion from federal taxpayers, that doesn't matter anymore. It is absolutely shocking. We've seen these tactics here in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, after the 2020 election, the effort was made in the state of Wisconsin to, without sufficient legal grounds, as held by Trump-appointed federal judges over and over again, throw out hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin votes, including votes for Donald Trump. It was simply what I'm going to call geographic discrimination in 2020. If you were from a county that leaned Democratic, they'd throw out as many votes as they could, including the votes of their own supporters, their own Trump voters. It is totally against the very fabric of our democracy. I've got one of our regular texters, Wes from Middleton, calling out that he's worried to a large extent about the spending in this election, especially with Elon Musk getting involved. What can you tell us about those sorts of dollar comparisons here in Wisconsin and elsewhere? As I understand it, Republicans and here in the state of Wisconsin, more dollars donated through dark money, 501c4 organizations to Brad Schimmel than Susan Crawford by a huge clip.
Yeah. Right now, what I can tell you is this is poised to be the most expensive state Supreme Court race in history. It's happening in Wisconsin. We know why it's so important. The majority is on the balance, and there's so many cases that are going to be decided by whoever is elected in this. So it's really important. And the reality is right now, because of Musk and their MAGA allies and all this dark money, she is being outspent by, I think currently it's around $10 million. And that is something where that means people are, you know, seeing your messages less, are seeing your voice less, and are seeing, are like not hearing from you as much. And it's something that we need to make sure to counter. And that's why it's so important to keep having these conversations to remind voters that they have to get out and vote. But the good news is we have seen so many upsets where money does not make a difference. We saw it in Senate races, for example, Angela Alsobrooks. We've seen so many people be able to defeat a MAGA extremist when they're outspent, because at the end of the day, it's the values of Wisconsinites that matters.
Folks, that's Yari Aquino. She is the director of strategic communications at Emily's List each Wednesday at 3 p.m. I am joined by an amazing Wisconsin elected official who also happens to be a woman, a Democrat, and a pro-choice Democrat at that. And on the alternating weeks, I'm joined by someone amazing who is supporting the efforts of women to get elected from Emily's List. Again, this week we've got Yari joining us. It is so critical. And here is the fundamental point. I want as many people as possible to vote in this upcoming Supreme Court election. And I want them to do that because at base, I truly believe that the vast majority of not just Wisconsinites, but Americans do not want to accept that a billionaire overlord can effectively pick winners and losers of elections. We do not believe that money is speech. We do not believe that corporations are people. And we do not like dark money in politics. And I hope that the voters of Wisconsin stand up for that value and say no to our newly non-elected, not appointed, unconfirmed billionaire overlord Elon Musk and send him packing. A vote for Susan Crawford is a vote against Elon Musk and billionaire overlords everywhere. We're going to continue our discussion with Yari Aquino when we come back. We might even take a listen to a couple of Susan Crawford's most recent ads, because there is pushback. Take heart, all, and be sure you are registered to vote for April 1st. Go to mindvote.wi.gov. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to keep it locked. The discussion continues after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.